individual, please, Carla.
Item 780, request of Terry Parker to address council regarding the civic life code changes.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you for the opportunity to testify. My name is Terry Parker. I'm a fourth-generation Portlander. Portland is a city of neighborhoods. With the current commission form of government, neighborhood associations and coalitions are the only geographical representation within the civic engagement process. Local residents are the people that have the everyday firsthand knowledge of neighborhood livability issues. The 2016 auditor's report, supported by the 2008 Community Connect report, recommends that Portland's civic engagement framework of neighborhood associations needs to be strengthened and expanded. This includes updating the code and standards to give formal recognition to other community groups, allowing them to receive the benefits and notifications the NAs receive. City Council Resolution 37373 was the vehicle to create the committee to implement those recommendations. The hand-picked code change committee was deficient of both notification to and representation for Portland's nationally renowned 90-plus neighborhood association system. Along with negligible representation for over 53% of Portland households that pay property taxes and live in owner-occupied homes, the committee took a totally opposite direction by removing official NA recognition, the organizational standards, and their functions. Moreover, the proposed new language includes references to colonialism, white supremacy, native sovereignty, economic exploitation, and the striving for self-determination that can all be interpreted as hate language. Such divisive, hostile, and offensive language divides communities rather than bringing them together. Statements in the city's ethics code include citizens have a fair and equal opportunity to express their views to city officials. City officials avoid bias or favoritism and respect cultural differences as part of decision making. And leadership facilitates rather than blocks open discussion. With a hand-picked committee lacking balanced representation, and a director of civic life demonizing neighborhood associations by calling them devastating to Portland, an obvious detest towards the NAs, and the inclusion of unprofessional proposed language that can be interpreted as hate language, has civic life also rewritten an unpublished version of the city's ethics code? Civic engagement must not come from special interests in closed-door back rooms or become a hand-picked administrative task under the control of a czar-like bureau director. The all-inclusive leadership role belongs with the city council. Instead of throwing the neighborhood associations off the recognition train and eliminating their functions and mandated standards, with an increased budget, any community organization that demonstrates non-discriminatory practices, conducts accessible open meetings, and provides transparent minutes should be welcomed aboard and recognized. In closing, the entire code change process was equity deficient. It needs a complete do-over, replacing the fantasized language with transparent code updates that are in detail aligned with the auditor's recommendations. Keep Portland neighborly. Thank you.
Next individual, please.